Just remember, this is my town where you're putting your roots down. Don't forget me when you're married. Think of me each February. Hey, no, I meant to when I said it. I'll love you forever. I'll never be the same.
That was The Fires Are Out from Tani Marisis off the record. Just trying to adjust my seat and my mic here. Now I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse League. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. The 2026 WLA regular season kicked off on May 20th, where the Nanaimo Timbermen bested the Langley Thunder 6-5, where Nanaimo pumped in six goals in the third at Langley Event Center. The Timbermen were led by Noah Manning with 2 goals, 2 assists as the first star. Colby Bowman with 36 saves on 41 shots as the third star. While Keegan Okino of the Thunder made 46 saves on 52 shots in the losing effort as the second star. On May 21st, the new Salmon Bellies sunk the visitors Burnaby Lakers 13-6 at Queen's Park Arena as New West exploded for 9 goals in the second, led by Lucas Nielsen with 5 goals, 1 assist for the first start, Noah Armitage with 2 goals, 5 assists for the second start, and Jake Young led Burnaby with a goal, 3 assists in the losing effort as the third star. Two games were on tap for May 22nd. The host, Victoria Shamrocks, bested the Coquitlam Maidenhawks 9-4 at the Q Center in Colwood, led by Adam Bland, who stopped 30 of 34 shots for the first star, followed by Brandon Jameson with a goal, 2 assists for the second star, and Ben Coghill led Coquitlam with a goal in the losing effort for the third star. Victoria outshot Coquitlam 59-34, as Christian Del Bianco was shellacked for 9 goals. Meanwhile, the visitors, Maple Ridge Barrage, sunk the Burnaby Lakers 20-12 at Bill Copeland Sports Center, led by Marcus Klarich with 6 goals, 4 assists for the first star. Tyler Pace with 4 goals, 6 assists for the second star. And Ryan Favaro led Burnaby with 3 goals, 2 assists in a losing effort for the third star. On May 23rd, Coquitlam slaughtered New West 10-2 at Coquitlam Sports Center, led by Christian Del Bianco, who made 38 saves on 40 shots for the first star, Thomas Semple with 2 goals, 2 assists, and Remo Shimano with a goal for the third star. There is one game tonight as Langley confronts Maple Ridge at Planet Ice Cam Neely Arena with the ball drop at 7 p.m.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Here are the current Western Lacrosse Association standings. The Maple Ridge Barrards, Victoria Shamrocks, and the Nanaimo Timbermen are tied for first with 1-0 records, 2 points for a win, with 1 point for a tie. The Coquitlam Aidenacks, and New West Salmon Bellies are tied for second with 1-1 records each. The Langley Thunder are 6-0-1, and the Burnaby Lakers are last at 0-2.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Teens in Troubles split EP. Here is Ghosts.
Thank you. the kill. We can go.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On May 19th, the SPS sent a news release charging a man shooting at a business located on 80th Avenue and 120th Street around 2:30 a.m. on December 14th, 2025, followed by two vehicles that were torched on the 12,400 block of Old Yale Road parking lot. Garsewan Singh was charged by the Abbotsford Police Department on December 17, 2025 after a shooting on King Road and has now been charged by the SPS. On May 20th, around 4:40 a.m., the SPS responded to a shooting near 57th Avenue and 148th Street at a residence, also believed to be an extortion case. The home is registered to Arbinder Singh Khosa, with the same name, recently voted in as the Cricket Canada president. Cricket Canada recently had its funding cut per corruption allegations, with threats against them in Calgary and Delta, according to Angela Jung of Global News. According to Stephen D'Souza, Roxana Woloshin, and Lisa Elwood of CBC Vancouver, a fifth estate investigation revealed numerous allegations of corruption within Cricket Canada, with organized crime being involved, including match fixing. Arvinder Khosa, who recently replaced Amjad Bajwa in a special vote in Mississauga, Ontario on May 9th, as the new Cricket Canada president, have alleged ties to players who made threats to a national player and is linked to the Bishnoi gang, according to a CBC 5th Estate investigation. This is the third time a Cricket Canada executive has been targeted for shooting, with two separate shootings in Calgary, one in February and another in March. Three are facing charges for the shootings, but one still remains at large. After the second shooting, the affected Cricket Canada board member temporarily relocated his family and left the Cricket Canada board, according to CBC. Later on May 20th, the SPS updated their numbers, increasing from 659 in April to 685 officers in May, with 140 females, 545 males, 317 visible minorities, 22 indigenous, and 513 civilian employees. On May 21st, the SPS released its 2025 report to the community, which summarized the 2025 statistics, including police calls of over 180,000, an average police response time of 7:30, hires of 122 experienced officers, 50 recruit constables, and 89 civilian employees. The crime stats were also revealed, with a large jump in personal assaults from 2942 to 3614, and how the SPS is tackling extortions, which have hit Surrey hard. On top of a dedicated tip line, 15 civilian, along with sworn members, have been assigned to help the BC Extortion Task Force, and the SPS started its extortion investigation team, which handles cases not managed by the BC Extortion Task Force. Furthermore, DSPS 2025 report to the community summarized the Surrey Police transition, the largest in Canadian history, as DSPS became Surrey's police of jurisdiction on November 29th, 2024. Just a minute. Took over South Surrey in July 2025 and Cloverdale in April 2026, with the estimated completion date of 2027. There was a detailed breakdown of the SPS budget in 2025 within the SPS 2025 report to the community. When the Surrey Council approved a budget of just over $240 million, with the SPS spending just over $200.5 million, mainly to salaries and benefits of just over $163 million, budgeted for just above $174.2 million. Later on May 21st, the SPS responded to a shooting at 2:24 a.m. for a Cloverdale business between 58th Avenue and 176th Street, and the SPS attended a vehicle that was set on fire at 20th Avenue and 124th Street at 2:47 p.m. Later on May 21st, the SPS responded to a shooting at 2:24 p.m. for a Cloverdale business between 58th Avenue and 176th Street, and the SPS attended to a vehicle set on fire at 20th Avenue and 174th Street at 2:47 p.m., a 23-minute difference.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production. Audio editing and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The seventh band is Tapeworm's Grand Voyage with That Place in Time.
There's a place I'd like to go.
Thank you for listening to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Floor, Lauren Sheehan's Volume 3. The tune is, here is Floors.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.